This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Ed broadcasting from the Hub in Baltimore. I am at the Odyssey Studios in Seattle, Washington.
This is the headquarters.
What?
Baltimore.
It's the headquarters?
It's headquarters.
Okay. In Baltimore... I am in the Odyssey Studios in Seattle. There you go.
That's better.
What's going on, man?
Not much. Watched a lot of sports last night. No. It's an unusual night. Nothing. Zip. No sports. No hockey, no basketball, no baseball. What was baseball? No Orioles. But it's good. I don't know what it's like out there. It's a little chilly here. I'm sure it is there, too.
It's high, upper 60s.
Yeah.
Low. I think it may have touched 71. But it's upper 60s, not that bad. I mean, it was one of those days yesterday where I was hot in a hoodie, cool in a t-shirt.
Got it.
Yeah, one of the ladies that we were with described. I said that when we were at the bar, and one of the ladies said, "Yes, it's menopause weather."
Yes.
Now you know how I feel. I looked at her and said, "I guess I do."
There you go.
I guess I do. But we had a good night. Hung out with Ben Wagner.
Oh, good.
Yeah, hung out with him a little bit. Went to I'm gonna take in some Seattle cuisine, but
you have to market grill, where they throw the fish, you know.
When you have a Capital Grill, no, I'm not doing that. One of my buddies asked me about doing that. What the hell am I doing with fish, man? Come on, catching the fish. Went to Capital Grill yesterday. Then we went out to some of the other establishments around to check them out. It was pretty good, man. Pretty cool. I like this area.
I've never been. It's supposed to be a very nice city.
It's not what it's gloomy and rainy. I'm sure at times it is because you don't earn that reputation unless there's some truth to it. But I will say this. It's a very clean city, very clean, and a very obedient city. These folks, when they're at the corner and that light says don't walk, if there's no traffic coming.
Yeah.
They don't walk. Ben and I looking at one another like, what the hell is going on? There's no traffic. Why are you all standing here? Ben says, I guess I'm the lawbreaker. It's nothing coming. I'm not standing.
Let me tell you something. I was in Fort Lauderdale when I was young. I was like 22 years old. I was a cop already. I was, we just took a ride down there to go to the beach. I'm from New York. Nobody obeys those things. I step off the curb. Police officer puts his hand on my chest. He points to the sign. He goes, "Sign says don't walk, son." It's exactly what it means. I was like, "Yes, sir." Okay. I was like, I didn't know that was actually a thing at the time.
Me either. Me, I didn't notice that. I'm much older than you were that time, and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, why is nobody, yeah. No one's walking. There's
dumb.
No traffic coming. Yes. There's nothing coming. Yeah. You can't, it's flat land to the left and the right, and I can see nothing's coming.
But if the light gets stuck, you just stand there.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a traffic jam for walkers. it turns out yesterday, so after the show yesterday, I'm like, the IT crew at the hotel could not figure out what was wrong with this machine. Could not figure it out, Ed. So I Googled Odyssey Seattle, and because I knew we had one here in Seattle. So I put my equipment in my backpack, and I walked. It was half a mile, not far at all. And I just showed up. Didn't make an appointment, just showed up, said, "Look, I need you guys help." What's wrong? I told them what the deal was. And it took them an hour to figure out what was going on with this machine. It wasn't something simple like we thought. It was the machine. So I forget what they do, authentication or something like that to it. And we finally got it up and working. And they were the nicest people. I'm telling you, Odyssey Seattle and Odyssey New York, as far as the Odyssey companies,
mm-hmm.
are the most helpful people that I've encountered while I'm doing this, going broadcasting on the road. They're so helpful. It's not like they're doing your job for you. Only thing you have to do is put the headsets on and talk.
Good.
They do everything else for you. And they got me straight. They got me hooked up, put me in a nice little corner of the world, and we're off and running today. So again, apologies for yesterday. It sounded like crap, but, you know, better to post than not to post. So I'm good. But I like Seattle. I like it a lot. I do. I could come back here just to hang out.
It's a long flight.
If it wasn't for the 5.5-hour flight.
Yeah, I'd rather go to Europe if I was going to do that.
Can you imagine me sitting for 5.5 hours? Just imagine what I was on that flight.
Dude, my max is like 4 hours on a plane. I mean, I've had to fly like 8, 8.5, and I just lose my mind. But those usually sleeping, the red eye, so it's not that bad. Like coming back, you'd probably be on a red eye.
No, afternoon game.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean, so we come back
Sunday. Yeah.
Because right. We go from here to Sacramento.
Right.
And then from Sacramento home Sunday. So I don't know how long Sacramento is, but that's Northern California, but it shouldn't be.
It's still short. It's short of coming back. Well, it's still going to be like 5, yeah. It cuts down on the flight time because of the jet stream.
Oh, man, I was fidgety. I was tossing and turning. The seats of water on the Orioles flight, but I used every inch of that seat, just left and right, and it just wasn't cool. Then they gave me a pillow, and I put the pillow on the side of the wall by the window, and that didn't work for me, so I put it behind me, and that didn't work for me. And I did all of this, and 3 hours left.
I know.
3 hours left. It's like the scene of Sopranos when the guy went to work when he left the mob and he started working construction, and, you know, he's doing all these things, fidgety, and he's trying to, you know, using his hammer and all these things. He looks up and he thinks, okay, maybe it's lunchtime. And it's 9:45.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how it was for me on that flight. But we got baseball tonight. I watched a lot of baseball. Well, I don't know if I watched it. It was just on. I just kind of glanced at it. I saw who hit 3 home runs yesterday. Oh, the Tigers.
Tigers. 5 RBIs.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good day. That's a good day. Dion's defending his son, saying there's no way his son showed up unprepared. He's the most professional person that he knows, yada, yada, yada. You know.
I mean, if your son stuck up a bank, you're going to say it wasn't him. I mean, you're going to – all of us would defend our sons to the death.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know.
That's why I wouldn't ask Dion. I wouldn't – honestly, I wouldn't ask you about Jack.
If, of course,
you know,
not.
I wouldn't. You don't do that. You wouldn't ask me about Robbie.
No.
Ask somebody else. You know, I'm not criticizing Dion. He said if he said anything less than that, I would think, man, what's wrong with Dion?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with what he said. You know, I don't believe that.
No, I don't either.
His son was the guy that was up big at halftime against Stanford and went to Twitter. I mean, not Twitter. Yeah. I forget what social media network he went to, and they proceeded to lose that game. I know that's not professional. So there's some things.
It's one of those things, like we've always said. If five people say you're a jerk, I'll assess it myself. I'll make my own opinion. If 55 people say it, everybody you run into, there may be something here. And that's the deal with the Shadur. It's too many people from different teams, different organizations, and just, I don't know. I just don't know.
The Ravens earned some money in cap space. What does that mean for maybe a trade? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, preview the O's Mariners. O's open up the series with the AL West leaders tonight. You know, we're coming off the White Sox. A lot of people are kind of side-eyeing this. What could a good series against the Mariners mean? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Burrs out in Seattle. Taking on the Seattle Mariners team that's been a pretty good team this year. They're kind of living up to expectations that they had the last 2 years. Leaders in the AL West right now, a half a game over the Houston Astros at 32 wins and 26 losses. The Orioles hadn't played a lot of stiff competition lately. What are your expectations in this series right here, Ed?
We'll see. I mean, they're a first place team, pretty good pitching staff. This is a test for them. I mean, the White Sox are the worst team in the American League. The Orioles swept them in three close games. Good, great, happy about that. There's some light, maybe light at the end of the tunnel, at least for this horrible beginning of the season. But they're facing some, I think, better pitching than you have with the White Sox. I mean, Woo is having a great year. They face, I think, Kirby tonight, though, who's only had like
been off and injured this year.
Yeah, he's only had eight innings pitched this year. He did only two starts, an ERA of 11.4. He's been with them since 2022, but it's, he's only had, as you said, he's been injured, had very, very little activity this year. So we'll see what he looks like. But he's a right-hander, so you don't have to deal with that. Starting to figure out, pulling guys who I think should face lefties anyway. So, I don't know. I think this is going to be a real test for them. They're facing a quality team.
They are facing a quality team, but good thing is, out of all the first-place teams in baseball, they have the worst record. Run differential is just a plus +8.
Mm-hmm.
So they play a lot of close games, and also they've only won 4 out of the last 10 games. So I think it's a good time to face this Mariners team. Houston's catching up with them. Houston's won 7 out of the last 10. It's a good time to face them. Offensively, there's some challenges. We know the big dumper, he leads the league in home runs, Cal Raleigh.
Yeah.
But this is, again, of all the first-place teams, this is the one that I fear the least. I don't think the AL West – I think the AL West is a lot – I don't know whether it's competitive in terms of beating up on one another because you look all the way down to the bottom. You got next to the last team has 27 wins.
Yeah.
27-32, a 458 win percentage. Not bad. Not bad. Look, this division looks a lot like the AL East. To be honest with you, it's just the AL East, the top part is a little bit better. But, you expect what you expect against this team. Yeah. I'm not really afraid of this team as much.
Well, it's good. You mentioned their run differential is +8, but the Orioles is minus -93.
No. I'm not comparing them to the Orioles. I'm comparing them to the other top teams in baseball. I mean, the Orioles are last place. I'm just, out of all the first place teams, this is the one I fear the least. Yeah. And this is a good time to play them because they're not playing their best baseball.
No, 4-6 in the last 10. We'll see. It's a first place team. I want to see how they do. They're 32-26. They're not that great. They're not dominant at home. They're 16-14 at home, 16-12 on the road. So it's kind of evenly split. So it's like they have this huge home field, presence. So we shall see. But it's a better team than they faced in the last series. So I'm kind of curious how they're going to do. I really am, because the pitching looked good for the Orioles in that last series. Three quality starts. I'm hoping they get something to go, especially tonight. I'm glad they're facing Kirby to start. But I think he's kind of not shaky, but he's the weakest link in the starting rotation right now because of his injuries.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go out to Woodlawn and get Benjamin. What's up, Benjamin? Benjamin, you there?
Been at one earpiece you had yesterday.
I didn't hear the beginning of what you said.
I said, glad to hear you a lot clearer than you were yesterday.
Okay.
I finally figured out Charlie Morton, the adjustments he made. The adjustments he made ever since Jeremy went on vacation. We've had Cy Young, Charlie Morton. So y'all need to text Jeremy and say, Jeremy Kahn, don't come back. Because since you've been gone, Charlie Morton has been pitching like his old self. But my real question is this. I hear the Orioles talking about all the different bats that's coming back. Any updates on Suarez or Wells or Bradish or Grayson?
Suarez just started throwing recently. He just started throwing recently. 101 feet, I think. 105 feet, I think he said recently. Yeah, Suarez is going to be a while. In fact, initially they thought that could possibly be a season-long injury. It may not be, but that's going to be a while. Who else did you ask about?
Grayson, Wells, Bradish, anybody?
Bradish, they just told us last week Bradish is August. And they have no timetable on Grayson. They just told us last week Bradish is August.
Okay. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. When did Jeremy go on vacation?
Last Friday.
Last Friday.
He flew out Monday. He flew out Memorial Day.
Okay. All right. I can't remember. He had some relief outings a while ago. I think Charlie Morton, because we talked about it when Jeremy was here. Charlie Morton had some really good relief outings before he got back in the rotation. I think Memorial Day may have been his first day back in the rotation, beating the Cardinals. I think he went six innings against them. But before then, he had some pretty good stints in the bullpen. I just found his page now. On the 10th, he went two innings, no runs, no hits against the Angels. On the 14th, he went three innings, giving up one run. And on the 17th against the Nationals, he went four and a third innings, giving up one run. So he had some pretty good relief stints before he finally got back in that rotation.
Yeah, whatever. He just looks better now, obviously. So I think it's something to be optimistic about because he looked so bad. He looked like his career was over. Like, that's it. You know, he's lost it. And he got it back. So it's something to be optimistic about.
I don't know if they addressed it and I just missed it, but Charlie Morton to me looks like his arm slot changed. He looked like he dropped down a little bit. He used to be a little bit more over the top. Looked like he dropped down, not quite sidewinding a little bit really, but he looks like his arm slot dropped just a tad bit. And that curveball is definitely deadly. Like I said before, I've never seen so many guys Sunday with their backsides in the third base dugout on their swing. They just look completely uncomfortable. And just when you thought he was giving you something off speed, then he threw you that 93, 94 mile an hour fastball that you were behind on, like it was a Randy Johnson fastball, because he just had him off balance, had him guessing and thinking the entire time. And when you're guessing and thinking against a pitcher, you're most likely in trouble.
Yeah.
And that's what pitchers
do. That throwers don't, but that's exactly what they're supposed to do, is get you off balance, because anybody this level can hit, you know, a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. So you got to keep them off balance.
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm actually out Odenton today, man. Did I say it right? Odenton. Hey, Ed, what's up? Hey, man, good hearing from you, man. Hopefully I see you soon, man. The Orioles been so sorry, man. I don't even want to waste my time. But look, right?
Yeah, we just go to Pickles. That's fine.
All right, I got you. But look, I had to say this, right, because remember, right, I think this probably was like the eighth game, right? I was on Twitter talking trash, like, man, the Orioles going to do this and that. So the dude was a Braves fan, right? This when the Braves was 0-7, so I made a bet with him. I said, I bet you that the Orioles have a better record than the All-Star game, man. I just checked the standings, man. I think that was the dumbest bet I ever made. And I think the Orioles, like, 7 games behind them. So I just want to know, like, y'all think I might have a chance to win that bet?
No.
Oh, so you ain't got faith in the Orioles. Thank you.
I don't have faith in the Orioles. Just look at the records. Look at the records, man.
And my Jeremy Kahn voice. Rob and Ed, that is insane. Hey, man, y'all have a great Tuesday. All right, man.
See ya.
Yeah, I mean, look at the records. 27-31. They got a little lead against us. I don't think so. If they have a 4.66 win percentage, they're not good, by no stretch of the imagination, but our win percentage is under 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone just texted me and said he asked also about, the caller asked about Tyler Wells. Last I heard, Tyler Wells is slated around August as well. So that's the last thing I heard. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're giving out shovels at 7:15. I'm sorry. But on the other side, I know who is slated to return. In fact, he is returning in this series. Colton Cowles are back for the Orioles. Up next on the Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, I think the big thing is trying to show up and being an asset, not someone who's bringing down the clubhouse, and just trying to do what I can. You know, I think that it's one of those things, showing up, getting my work done, and then after that, just trying to be like an energy fountain rather than a drain. And it's definitely been tough with how things have gone this year. But like I said, just trying to continue to show up each and every day and, you know, handle my business.
And that was Colton Cowles from a few weeks ago. That what he's talking about being an energy fountain and not draining the team is coming back from when you're injured. A lot of players, when they're injured, feel iffy about showing up around the clubhouse. I'm sure the same way in other sports, because they can't provide any support. When you're winning, you show up, you're fine. But when you're losing, you know there's a lot of injuries. Sometimes players don't like coming around because they don't want to remind their teammates, hey, you know, maybe we're winning if you're here. So he was talking in reference to that. That wasn't a soundbite on him coming back now. Colton Cowles, second in Rookie of the Year, 24 home runs, 9 stolen bases, OPS of 768. But I think some people forget Colton Cowles was a Gold Glove finalist in left field, a +8 in outs above average, ranking second among all left fielders last year. And that was a big part of the reason why he was part of the Rookie of the Year campaign, because he had such a great year in the outfield. I think as good as he is in the outfield, as good as we know he is in the outfield, I still think he's somewhat underrated as an outfielder. I think he's a spectacular outfielder, the guy who, in my opinion, could play center as well as left field.
Yeah, I think Cowles has gone from, you know, being a really good rookie, a hopeful or whatever, to like, we need this guy. I mean, he needs to be on the roster, and he needs to be playing every day. So I think a real big addition to return. He's not one of those guys, like, you know, the way it's kind of been, like, if somebody went out, like, you know, Mullins is out or Adley, or, you know, some of the names have been it for a couple of years, even Gunnar, even though he's fairly new, like Cowles came up, you know, as a rookie, and then the rookie year race, and I still think he should have got it. But I think now he's already established himself. He's good, and we need him out there. He's a plus fielder, and we definitely need the help.
And he's authentic. One of the things that you can't replace in the clubhouse is his personality. And I know we talk about, you know, good guys in the clubhouse, personality, chemistry. Sometimes we talk about it too much, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But when you are as productive as he is, offensively and defensively,
yeah,
and bring that type of personality and energy. He's positive energy in the clubhouse. He always has something to say. He always has something to contribute. And I think that's missed. You don't do that as much when you're hanging around and not playing. You don't want to be seen or heard as much because you can't follow it up. You can't back it up.
Yeah.
I think him getting on that field, I think the one good thing, though, in his absence, Ryan O'Hearn has become a little bit more vocal. So now you've added Ryan O'Hearn to that, but Colton Cowles is a different dude in that clubhouse.
He gives you everything you expect, you know, from a corner play, and both, you know, left and right, first and third. You want your corner outfielders, corner infielders to provide some power, and he does. I mean, he's exceptional field. He's above average in the field. He showed his power last year. I still don't know how he didn't win Rookie of the Year, but he's a good everyday player. Played a ton of games last season too.
Yeah. Burrs are 22-36. I went on Glenn Clark's show yesterday, and he asked me, "What would, you know, in all reality, can this team get back in it?" And I told him, well, you know, sometimes you got to change your expectations. You know, sometimes you get reality sets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to go to Harvard and, you know, your junior year, you realize, you know what, Harvard's not going to happen for me. Now you got to change your expectations and go to the next best thing. I don't have the expectation of this team getting to the playoffs. Not like I did before the season started. What I want them to do is make my summer interesting. Make my summer interesting. Go out and play balls to the wall, win some games, and have some fun. Those are my expectations right now.
Mm-hmm.
You start bringing some of these guys back, they can in fact do that. And maybe your expectations change at the beginning of September. But right now, it's June 3rd, my only hope for this team is that they bring some players back and make my summer interesting. Let me have some fun this summer.
And I think if you're a realistic Oriole fan, that's what everybody wants. You just want to have an interesting season with a team that is competitive, give you hope for next season. Because, again, you know, statistically, anything's possible. They're not going anywhere, though. They've dug too deep a hole right now, and there's nothing to show that they can do this. You have seen nothing. You've seen, you know, there's no winning streaks. There's no, like, you know, they won 7 out of 10 or anything like this recently. So let's just be hopeful that they
have won 6 of 8.
Yeah,
they have won 6 of 8.
Yeah, well, that 3-game streak helped a lot. Yeah,
let's go out to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning. Hey, before I get to Towser, man, when the hell is Jeremy coming back, man? Because
Thursday.
I've been losing a lot of
Thursday.
Yeah, I've been losing a lot of money without him, man, and it's a shame.
You don't check out. You don't check out his app, his website.
Nah, I don't check out all that. I just follow the daily lines, you know, at 9:15, 9:30, and he could at least call in and do it from over. There's only a couple, like what, 4 or 5 hour difference.
Man, you want to call in to work every day. So whatever you do at BGE. You're on vacation. You want the guys calling you every day to ask you how to do it?
Well, they do it anyway. So, hey,
you don't like it, though. You don't like it, homie?
I don't mind helping out the team and everything like that. But listen, Ed, you called in. You had cancer, man, with a big hole in your back. Rob, you was on vacation a couple weeks ago. You called in, man. You know, down in whatever, Delaware or whatever you was at, up somewhere, man. You know, but, man, you know, whatever, man. But it's all good, man. You know, I've been losing money, but I get it back.
I'm texting him right now.
Yeah, definitely do, man. Hey, but listen, on the Cowles, right? I'm glad they had a guy back. I think he come back at the right time facing this Kirby pitcher. The guy got 11-point-something ERA. He gave up, 11 earned runs in his last two starts with 3 home runs. So, you know, this is could be a big game for Cowles, you know, coming back and maybe get a spunk for this lineup. You know, something, a jolt that we needed, you know, for this offense to get on track.
Yeah, I'm hopeful too, man.
Yeah, you know, and I agree with you, Rob, what you said about, you know, just make my summer interesting, man. That's all. You know, like, we might not go to the playoffs and things like that, but just make it worth my while going down to the game every weekend and, you know, over there at Pickle spending money, you know. So that's all I'm hoping for.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Before we get too crazy about Kirby, small sense. We saw White Sox. They had a 0 ERA. Hadn't given up any runs yet. Small sample size. We scored against them. Kirby is a guy that last year, 3.53 ERA. Year before last, 3.35. Mm-hmm. Year before last, 3.39. Let's not act like George Kirby is an 11.42 ERA guy. That's not who he is. He's very capable of going out tonight and going six scoreless. Very capable of that. So I you know, I'm not looking at George Kirby's numbers right now, because his numbers right now is not who he is.
Yeah.
He's a guy that Oriole fans wanted to trade for recently. You know, when it was talked about that the Mariners, I think it was 2 years ago, were looking to possibly trade some people because they had so many pitchers, he was one of the guys that people were asking about. So, don't be fooled by those numbers. Well, Shovels like at 715, right. But on the other side, the Ravens gained $6.3 million in cap space over the weekend, and they currently have around $18 million in free space. Is it time to make a trade?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.